Everybody, if you can believe it or not, it's episode 15. Oh, who can believe it? Who can believe it?
I literally can't.
We're halfway to 30.
Yes, earlier we had a discussion about how close 15 is to 30, and we decided it's half. Is that right, Courtney? Yes. Half? Okay. Yes. And to Courtney, half is very close. Okay.
That's all from the statistics class.
Since they gave me the floor, oh my gosh, now you asked for it. No, I wanted to say something interesting that most people don't know.
Okay.
I think that we're finding out we're having even more fun doing this than we thought we would at the beginning.
Yes.
Although our audience may not think so. To us, it feels like it's very seamless and getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also want to let everyone know that every single time we meet on Tuesday, we have dinner together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was something nice to share. Tonight we have lasagna.
Yes.
So if anyone is listening and would like to send in some ideas for what they want us to have for dinner some night, we are running out of some ideas.
Yes.
So please let us know.
Episode 14 decided to do tacos on Tuesday. So we're not exactly pros at
this. It took us a long time to figure out Taco Tuesday.
More than 14 weeks. We took like a month break because of COVID. So like 18 weeks to do tacos.
And we also eat way too many sweets after we do it as well.
Yes.
We're very fond of cookies and box candy.
Yes.
All right. So speaking of food, which will ruin it just a tad, I have a game for my fellow podcasters.
Oh,
they will be blindfolded.
Okay.
I will be giving them things. A lot of these things have been discussed on the podcast, but I promise you I'm not going to give you anything that you have flat out told me that you don't like.
Okay.
So we all know none of us like olives. Oh yeah, no onions for you.
No olives.
I thought about olives, but we all know we don't like them except for Marcia. So this is stuff that I'm going to term mystery. Okay?
Okay.
All right, put your blindfolds on.
Okay. Is mine?
I like this.
Yeah, can you do it? Oh, yeah, you could take your glasses off if you want. Yeah, because you can't see.
Yeah.
I was like, did you hear me before? I said, Austin has to have one big enough to fit over his glasses. A blindfold.
Yeah.
She looks like the guy from, what's that wrestler TV or wrestler movie?
Oh, are you talking about
Jack Nacho Libre?
Jack Black, isn't that Nacho Libre?
Sorry, I don't have mine on yet. I was talking.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Shirley.
All right, are the blindfolds on?
Yes.
No, I don't like this.
Oh, now, you might have to stab a little to get hold of your food.
Okay.
Should we already have our fork in our hand?
Yeah.
I got my fork.
I would like you to make sure that you're describing the taste. the texture. To an audience who cannot see what you're having. Okay, Marcia, here's a Dixie cup. Don't put your finger in it yet. Just hold it.
Okay.
Here, don't.
I've been told that before.
Yes, keep your fingers out of people's holes.
Yeah.
I didn't put it in your mouth.
There we go.
I'm anxious.
Cheryl, yeah, it's like, you've got to put it in your hands.
Are you putting it in my left hand?
I'm not over there yet, but yes, I will.
Oh, please be careful.
Oh, I smell.
I think I can smell it.
Can we smell it?
Yeah, you can smell it. You can try to stick your fork in there.
Oh, I think I know it.
You can use your finger if you want to. This one's not super messy. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I already know what it is. Cat food?
I wouldn't do that.
It's a Vienna sausage.
Oh,
Ew!
Keep going. You did not taste it yet.
I don't want to.
Don't ever say it till she tastes it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I actually, Loki, I'm going to get a lot of hate. Uh-oh. They're not that bad.
They are just...
They're not that bad.
Would you... I mean, if it was an apocalypse, you'd eat it, right?
I think it's
I'd rather die.
I think it's
completely honest.
A texture thing than it is.
The texture. That you're absolutely...
Might have dropped some of her wiener. No, it's all over your fork. You
been there.
You keep stabbing it. Just stop.
Oh, I can't tell that I have anything on the fork.
But you're... I mean...
It's...
I want to be able to see.
I know.
Okay, here. I thought.
Heads up.
Can we take ours off?
No.
While we wait?
No, there's more.
Okay. So can I? I don't have to eat it.
It's kind of like the hot dog texture, but
it was kind of encased in a gel.
Mm-mm.
Okay, no, just try to put your cup in the middle. I don't.
Okay,
just watch your mic.
I'm not gonna go that way. But that's fine.
That is just nasty.
I can only eat the Orma bread.
I know. I wish I had my water. Is it over here?
Oh, you don't have water.
I do, but I don't know where it's at.
How are we going to cleanse our palate?
Damn it. Cleanse it. Anyone got coffee beans? Yeah. Oh, wait, that's for smell.
Yes.
So Kevin was going to order, or he says, the stuff, coffee I want to buy is on sale. He says, it's that Sitka coffee. And I said,
oh, Jenny, why are you doing this to us?
Sitka coffee?
Yeah, it's the cat shit coffee.
Oh my gosh.
Cost you $400 a pound.
This is not as solid, but it's not liquid.
I don't like
so you're
that.
Just going to want to put your fork around in there a little bit and then take a taste.
Oh god.
What the fuck is this, Jenny?
Don't.
What is
What is that?
Ooh.
Anyone?
Ketchup?
Ew.
I'm watering.
That's nasty.
He hasn't complained yet.
It's like some kind of mustard.
It's like a ranch and like a ketchup.
It is ranch ketchup, but it is made by Heinz.
Oh, that's
so
mustard witch or
it's called Cranch, I think.
Cranch? Ew.
It kind of started tasting like tartar sauce at the beginning.
I thought you would like it, Courtney, because you love ranch.
I do too. Oh. I do too.
So just FYI, I did not create that, but now you're poor.
Oh no!
Wait, let me get.
You're a monster.
That actually made me gag.
That is
like, wow, you guys. If you would have seen what the bottle looked like, it looks really good.
Huh? Maybe we will not blink.
Oh, I forgot. I put tissues in front of you. I'm like, no one's reading.
I claim Thank my you.
Oh no. Okay, good. We're all right. Yeah. We're all right. Okay.
All right. And Marcia, you were no on that one also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. That was I love ranch and ketchup.
Wow. No. I thought that would be a good one.
No.
Oh, I like the mayo and the mustard together.
Did I move the cup already?
Oh, I didn't even move
Jenny
mine.
Can move it.
I'm not knocking anything over. I'll just... That made my eyes water, so my makeup's probably running.
That was so
I didn't get everybody anything really hot either. Okay. This one is definitely a little flatter. It's in the bottom of your cup. Put your hand out, Shirley.
Oh, not again with these smells.
Maybe you're just smelling the one thing. All right. Let's see here.
God.
Can I get it out with my finger?
Yeah.
It's like ASMR. I'm scared.
This is not ASMR.
You got it, Shirley.
It's like...
You only have to take the smallest bite.
Is it bologna?
I think I know what this is.
Ron Trigger?
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Oh, really?
No. It's not bologna either.
Uh-uh.
Kind of tastes like bologna.
Is it a cheese?
Nope. No, it's definitely a meat.
I don't know what it is. I'm over here tonguing it.
Is it salami?
Is everybody... Well, is it completely disgusting?
It's not gross.
It's not gross.
Yeah, it's not...
I'm not exactly a
Is anyone going to eat their entire piece?
Oh, yeah. I think
no.
I did.
No? Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Pickle loaf.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me.
What is pickle loaf?
My dad used to get that and eat it. Pickle pimento loaf.
Oh, you should not have told me.
Save your cup. You'll see. You may not have eaten any of the bad parts. It's sporadic.
Yeah.
Ew.
Because it is
sporadic. Oh, no. That is not a way to describe
food.
That's
literally food. What old people eat.
Thank God the bite I had didn't have pickle in it.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't that bad, but I was this is weird. Where's my vape pen?
How many are there?
There's only four more.
Good God.
Jesus.
You could bring that whole thing in here.
If it's not a good...
I was going
to
say...
Okay, I'm going to put two in front of you, then I'll give you one up here.
Okay.
So try to make fewer trips so we go faster.
Okay.
I had to pull the blindfold like closer to my nose where it's blocking my nose almost because I could kind of see below. So I tried to make it...
Yeah, I think she's going to hand them to us, though.
Oh, is it
I didn't place them very well. Okay,
Is it the one I have my hand on now?
Yeah.
Wait, where'd they go?
Put your fork cam down.
My fork cam?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So this one.
And Shirley.
Oh,
it's heavy.
Nope.
Here you go, Shirley.
Oh,
I don't like that.
Smell.
I don't got a smell, but I don't like it. Why is it so wobbly?
Can we go?
I see what she's doing. She's going to wait and see how gross it is before we try it.
Oh. Ow!
Oh,
what
no.
is it, mushy? What is?
Shirley.
Oh, I'm not buying into that.
No, Jenny.
Abort!
I just took a bite in that.
What is
Jenny,
it?
What the fuck?
It's just...
Braunschweiger.
No, get that out of here. Where's my cup? No.
Okay.
I couldn't even...
eat this shit.
I could.
God, that's
Is
terrible.
That why I saw that in your fridge?
No, I'm wondering where you got that guess from.
Yes. Well, oh, no. Oh,
no. No, it wasn't in there any time right now. Okay, you can put yours down.
Okay.
I'll come around and get it out of the way. All right, Shirley, this one's another one that's a little saucy.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know. That one was killer.
That was
put it right inside the next sample. I don't know how you did that.
Oh, I did? Yeah. Oh, no.
That's okay. I'll put it in this one. Okay. And Courtney. It
doesn't have the texture that I thought. From the smell.
The next thing?
It's a little bit of a, like, sauce.
Like before?
Yeah. Kinda? Yeah. If you get enough on your fork tying, you should be okay.
Is it horseradish?
No. That would have been a great one.
No, it's got a creamy kind of texture to it.
That's
it's
not touching my tongue again. Oh, that's not touching my
Why is it?
It has like a piece of like a chunk in it, Jenny.
What is this?
Oh, what is it?
No, I can't. No.
Why does it? No. What?
Why does it taste? Oh my god!
Why does this taste like the last one?
Well, it's not Cranch. I'll tell you that.
Why would hope?
It's not Bronze Water.
Oh no, it's worse than the Cranch.
Oh no, I don't know. This is. Ooh, nope. I'm not doing that. Sorry. What is it?
Oh, we'll get out of my mouth.
I'm not guessing.
Some kind of fish sauce or something.
Jenny, I swear to God, I'm never going to forgive you for this.
That was tartar sauce.
Oh!
Tartar sauce.
I love tartar sauce.
Gross!
No.
What you got was a piece of relish, Courtney. I'm looking at Courtney's eyes like they're real eyes. My lashes on. All right, try to put your cup like in another.
I need a tissue. Oh, yeah.
I think I put my tissue in my cup. My bad.
Did you want that?
Oh, no. I was waiting for the cup.
Oh.
I don't know if I want the next cup. My stomach's uneven. Oh. Uneasy.
Oh, that just helped.
Uneven.
She hits my shoulder like here, like I can see.
This is a lot of meat I've had in one time.
Well, you know, meat is in quotation marks.
Oh, no. It's mushy again.
Is it meat again?
No. It smells like pop, though.
It smells like cat food.
I wouldn't do that.
Why is it like a grainy texture?
Is it Spam?
It's no. It's the potted meat.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! We have a winner!
What? What the fuck is potted meat?
So it's that...
You plant it?
No. Vienna, isn't it the Vienna sausage we just had? But it's like meshed up.
Yeah.
So my aunt used to feed it to me and my cousin all the time. She would put it on a saltine cracker and dip listen. And then she would like have like a bowl of cheese, shredded cheese, and she would put the cracker and tip it over and put the like and the cheese would stick to it. Oh. But it's actually not that bad.
Growing up my grandma would give me saltine and
Braunschweiger
all the time.
This is
the last one.
Oh, I won't do the Braunschweiger.
Oh, God. Why do they all smell alike?
I agree!
They got a lot of sodium because just wait for someone to reach out. I'm terrible on surprise.
Oh, it's another, like, liquidy thing, isn't it?
Well, it's another canned item, so they get a lot
mushy.
Of sodium.
I just mushed it up and it smells even worse.
Oh, I didn't get nothing. Where's it at?
Oh, my fork's upside down.
It's oh, God. It fell on the ground.
Or it's in your crotch.
Oh, I hope this isn't in your crotch.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Is it tuna?
No.
It's some kind of a ground sausage.
Yeah, it's another ground meat.
It's another one we mentioned one day on the podcast.
Did you spit at me?
No, I turned away.
It's the, you're spitting it out? Just look. It's the devil's food ham, that comes in the paper. Yeah.
Ham salad.
Ham salad, that's it.
Yeah.
Why did it smell like the potted meat?
Oh, what
because
does
I think
it
they're
look
all really
like
high
that?
In sodium, and they just do.
Oh,
anyone
that tartar
finish
sauce.
Anybody's?
You leaving that on for the rest of the podcast? No, but I did drop. What are you talking about?
Take your
What are you talking about?
Ew!
I wouldn't even feed this to a dog.
My cat.
You keeping nothing. That on the rest of the podcast? Fuck you! I didn't know you guys took it off. You didn't say take off your.
Well, somebody said something.
She said
about
you guys
off.
Can quit.
No. You guys are done or whatever.
Don't
I need a tissue. I am in fact not going to drink.
Bad
it.
Example. Oh, anyways, I think I thought that Courtney would like the Cranch.
You know,
I was all ready to give it to you.
I think that's the one I gagged the most on. That one was
that
horrendous.
Horrible.
I should have had a bigger variety, but those were the things we just happened to have talked about. So
I thought I just had potted meat on my leg. But it was just my zipper. I almost shat my pants.
All right, are we playing now?
Yeah. All right,
take
then.
It away.
Okay. Well, Marsha brought up a question that she had found on Facebook or somewhere that said, what item do you think is in everybybody's junk? Like, what junk drawer? You do it. You do the honors, please.
I don't even remember what I said. What is an item that everybody has in their junk drawer?
Okay.
And so we started talking about it, and we were going to come up with a list just to kind of throw around. But then we decided maybe we could take a picture of our junk drawer, and maybe if you zoom in, you might be able to see if that item is in there.
Sure.
So hopefully you arranged your stuff a little bit. Like,
nope.
Okay.
Not at all. He just snapped a picture.
And then when I'm done with my list, if you guys have anything that you were thinking of when from when Marcia originally asked, just say so. Okay. Batteries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pens.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Surprisingly, no.
No. Yeah,
ours are on top of our microwave.
Okay. Keys.
Yes.
No.
No. I don't have any keys.
Well, when you have as many cars as Marcia has, you have extra keys.
They're not necessarily car keys, but
that's true.
We have this little box, and it's full of like nuts and bolts and keys. And
yeah. Well, and every time you see a key, you're like,
right. Where does it go?
It really wouldn't hurt if I just kept it. Right. What if I need it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. What about old cords? And I guess I'm thinking more like charging cords. Oh, to like yes. things that you don't have anymore, like, but again,
three.
No, you don't.
No, not a junk drawer.
No, not a junk drawer.
Yeah, I guess. So I was about to say my mom has just a bin of them.
Yeah, I mean they turn up and I look at it and I'm like, eh, you never know.
Yeah.
And I know Sam has an old. It's not quite a flip phone, but it slides up. And he and some of our old neighbors, when they were like 6, 7, 8, they recorded themselves doing silly stuff, and we don't want to ever lose that. So I know one of the cords is for that old phone, and I got to learn how to upload it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, how about instruction manuals?
Oh, yes.
No. Yes. See, now I'm thinking that's in, but it's in a separate drawer.
Okay, so let me think. Do you put your manuals with the item, or do you keep them in a drawer or file?
In a drawer.
And then you said you don't keep your, what did you just say? You didn't keep any cords with that item, or like in a drawer, do you keep it with that item? Or do you have a,
keep the cords with the item?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Manuals, though. I think we've got one for an air fryer in there. We've got the one for our microwave in there.
We just leave it in the box.
Well, we get rid of the box.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get at with you. I didn't know if, like, you had it. That's what I wanted to say. Do you have it in the box somewhere? Mm-hmm. Okay. Chapstick.
No.
Oh, I could find chapstick easy. Really? We have multiples. Yeah. Rubber bands.
Yes. Oh, yeah. God, yes.
All right. Now, here's a question. Growing up, where did your parents keep the rubber bands?
My mom has a little dark brown teapot with like pink and blue, maybe yellow spots on it. And it always sat on a shelf above the sink. And that's what had the rubber bands in it.
Uh-huh. Really? She had like a specific oh no.
Anyone ours have a specific?
Ours was in this wooden, like, I think it was like 10 drawer, drawer thing.
Oh, like little tiny drawers, like an apothecary thing. Yeah. Whatever.
And it was always in the third drawer. You could just pull out a bag of rubber bands.
Well, like, everyone, it seemed like in my family, kept them on doorknobs because you would open the door, get the paper, take it off, and then they would always be on doorknobs. So you can always, but that's like where we always kept them. That's why it just occurred to me. I wondered if you guys did that. But I guess that's not a universal thing.
No.
Okay. Keychains.
Yes.
Yes.
Could be even with or without keys.
Yes.
Post-its.
No.
Okay. No. Old pills.
No.
What?
Like if you, I don't know if you.
Oh, my old
like
Quaaludes?
If you got some, no. No, not like a prescription.
Like
yeah, like.
Okay. Oh, like in the bottle.
Like it, yeah,
I
like
just been loose.
No. No, those are called fun pills. No, actually, you can look up just about any pill on the internet. So if you ever find a pill like on the floor, don't assume you don't want it, because if you look it up, it could be a Vicodin or something, and you'll be like, score.
Don't assume.
Been there.
There was this. I don't know how long it's been gone now, but at Shady Pines in the Lost and Found for a very long time, there was somebody's little thing, and inside either her wallet or something, she had a case for pills, and I looked through every one of them to see if there was anything good, and there wasn't.
Jesus, Jenny.
Okay,
there wasn't anything good.
Intervention.
Your pill addiction has affected me in the following way.
I looked and I'm like, who takes ibuprofen and Tylenol? All right. How about bracelets?
No.
No.
Oh, you saying bracelets, though? I used to, when I worked at Polaris, this guy, every time he would see me, he would put a bracelet on my hand without me asking.
How did he grab your arm?
No, he didn't grab my arm, but he would just like hold it out and I'm like, okay. And every one of them said Bubble Boy on it.
What?
Creepy as hell. I had like six of them before I left that store.
Oh my God, I quit holding my hand out.
It was so, I didn't want to be mean, but I was
Are they handmade or are they?
Oh, they're like the beads. Yeah, with the lettering. Oh, it was so weird. But no, I threw all of them away.
Okay. Change. Coins.
Oh, yes.
Tons.
Yes.
Crayons.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Dice.
Yes.
No.
That's where I always go for dice.
Yeah.
A bookmark.
No. Just use a post-it.
Thermometer.
Nope.
No.
No.
In your junk drawer?
It's in the medicine cabinet.
Deck of cards.
Nope. Yes.
Yes.
Not in the junk drawer.
That's my list. What else did I miss? That's so super common.
I thought of bread ties.
Oh, yes.
They are. Yeah. Okay. I guess
I would
maybe
say
not
yes.
No. Junk drawer,
we never
like,
kept them, but I knew people who did.
Oh, I did. We have an old candle jar, and we would keep them in there.
Interesting.
Just like the tie part, not the plastic part, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, like the twisties.
Yeah, yeah.
But we would do the. Oh, well. We used to use Wonder Bread bags for when you put them in your boots at winter time when you would go out sledding.
Yeah, you could use them as your pretend boot, but like
it was like waterproof in your socks and stuff.
Oh, that makes sense. I guess Wonder Bread. Never did that. Yeah. But.
No. And then like my grandfather, even though he didn't really need to, he was still had grown up in a very poor part of the Great Depression.
Yeah.
So he was even rightfully. So, like, why are you throwing away a bread bag? You can reuse that for something else. And we really do take for granted all the things that we just tossed that really could be used again.
I was just going to say that, too, that my grandma used to do that in tin foil. Mm-hmm. You'd always save it and reuse tin foil.
And, like, quart bags. I did it for a while, and then I'll be really good, and then I won't. Like, I'll bring my own shopping bags. I'll recycle. I used to clean out, like, the heavier made quart and gallon size bags.
Yes.
And then wash them and just turn them upside down and let them dry.
Yeah, my grandma does that.
She'll hang
them that's better than
because you're throwing away something that you paid for with one use. It's just
I mean, if it can be washed, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, and it's just because there is so much waste. Mm-hmm. All I know, it's just when you see the pictures of the beaches and on the water. Just,
well, it's a waste of money too when you start thinking if you could eliminate that and the other things that you buy all the time.
Oh yeah,
you know
for sure.
Yeah,
we're just a bit of a wasteful society. But what else? That's a good one.
Paper clips?
That's a good one.
Alligator clips. I know we've got some alligator clips in ours.
Yep.
I got one that no one's going to have, but I thought it was hilarious to find. Your turn.
I'm trying to think. Like, I have a junk cabinet, so.
You got some bigger stuff in there.
So I've got, like, candles.
Sure.
Light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Even the
like
little.
Like old light bulbs?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've got, like, a pack for the little, like, if you had a light at Christmas that looks like a candle and you put the bulb.
So we have a couple Christmas of lights, yes.
Sure.
Or replacement light. Yeah, do you remember
packets?
That?
Like, yes. When you gave me the Christmas tree, the packet fell out. Yeah. Like, every one of these.
Yes.
I just thought of buttons.
Oh,
like,
buttons. Yes. Buttons. That's a good one.
I tried to keep those in a container.
Your list done? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Please say whatever you want to say.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's all I came up with.
And then tape. Duct tape. Painter's
tape. Oh, tape. Yes. Scotch tape. Yes.
That's all in the toolbox. Like, we keep that. Not like, like duct tape we keep in the toolbox.
Yeah.
Toolbox?
Toolbox. Cool. And you have invited us over? Fuck you. You know, what the hell?
I'll stop talking. I can't.
Hey, when you just said, I said scotch tape. Just makes me think real quick. What are things that you say that you've given the brand name to it? Like, this is Kleenex, and they'll call a tissue a Kleenex, but only this is a Kleenex.
Right.
So is all scotch tape, or is that the brand? What is it? Invisible
tape,
right?
It's the brand.
What do you call it? Invisible tape?
I just know.
I just said scotch tape.
Scotch tape.
I know.
Yeah.
What else is there like that? Band-Aids. That's
right. Band-Aids, that's a brand.
Yes.
What would you call them, though?
Bandage.
Oh, yeah, bandage.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
See what I know, right?
It's the Mandela effect.
I don't know what else, but if you think about it, sometimes that catches me.
Yeah, that
funny.
Is true, though. I mean, Kleenex for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Tampax. A tampon is not a Tampax. No, that doesn't work. No. Never mind.
I was thinking of, like, Neosporin, but
Or like, yeah, I don't know. I know where I was trying to go with it because
the brand is Neosporin.
Yeah, but we use like just antibacterial.
Yeah.
I think it has to get so popular that it replaces the original word, kind of.
Yeah,
and it has to be probably a product that's been around for a long time. You would think,
like Band-Aid. Yeah,
Benadryl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, go get some Benadryl.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, or everyone just says aspirin.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, it's not aspirin.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah.
Well, another thing, too, a lot of times people will be out to eat and they'll order a Coke.
Oh, yes. That's Kevin. He calls all of it soda. All Pope is cock.
All Pope is cock. How dare you? Marge and I are offended.
Yeah, me.
I'm gonna back up. The lightning's coming.
Smite me.
I'm clutching my pearls.
That's a good one, though, to think about those. So the one thing in my junk drawer that I'm sure none of you have is wine condoms.
No, I do not. I don't have a cork. I was going to say like a cork, because maybe not. No.
No, yeah. They're wine condoms. So when you take the cork out of blah, blah, blah.
Fancy tongue twisting right there.
What? What? My ass cheeks.
Help me get a sausage beaver.
Honestly, I'm still struggling mentally after that horrible experience.
I'm worried about all our blood pressure. I mean, every one of them smelled like salt on a live pig. Awful. I was like,
yes. When you take the cork out of the wine, instead of trying to like shove it back in there, it's like a miniature condom, and you just roll it over the top to keep it fresh.
For other drinks. Yeah,
my mother-in-law bought them for me. They're so cute.
That's so funny.
That's a good idea.
I love your mother-in-law.
I know. She's so great.
She is.
She's got a good sense of humor. But yeah, that's the only other thing in there that I saw that... Oh no! We also had, for some reason, it's not a loofah. It's like the... It's not a sponge.
Pumice? The stone?
No. Oh. It's the squishy thing that you
use. It looks like netting.
Yeah.
Like I call them scrunchies. Not a scrunchie.
Is it a loofah? I thought a loofah was something different.
No,
it's not really a loofah, but that's what they...
Okay. Because that's what I was going to say.
If you say loofah, that's what I think you're talking
that
about.
Same. So, okay. So, yeah, we had a loofah.
Scrubby.
Bath
scrubby or bath scrunchy.
Scrunchy is what I've also heard that. But, it was one. It looks like a little snowman. And I'm like, why is this in here? Why is this not in the
bathroom? Because when Christmas was over, it went in the drawer. And then when Christmas is back, it'll come back out.
Our one ornament.
There you go.
Shoot. Anything else?
Well, I have in mine, I have one small dog now, but I did have two small dogs. So I've saved a couple of their collars and I've saved their name tags when I replace the name tags.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Oh, yeah. Do you know, I was watching a video once. And it was a drag queen had taken a picture of her junk drawer. And the thing she... Of course, I mean, like, condoms and stupid shit like that. But she found a dog bone. Like a dog tree. And the person interviewing her was like, do you even have a dog? She's like, I didn't.
No, that's funny. Like,
I haven't had a dog in years. Just a bone. Like, what? Throw it away. Yes. Old cell phones. Oh, like,
yes. Well, when I went upstairs to get these quote-unquote blindfolds, for the game, I must have picked up four masks that were in there. So I bet at this time, all of us have masks in our junk drawer that we know we're like, I'll hold on to this. Hopefully we don't have to get them back out again.
Speaking of, how pissed off was everyone that they started at Shady Pines, we handed out all those masks, and a week later they ended the mask mandate? What the hell took so long?
Yes. I think that's when the pharmacies and the stores got them. Yeah. I think it was a rollout by the government.
Rollout.
I thought she was going to sing Roll Out the Barrel. I was all ready.
Oh, God.
Do you know that
one? Nope.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Your eyebrows.
Let's get out of here.
They literally went like a cat.
Do you ever think that we just make stuff up?
Yes, I think you guys make shit up all the time. I don't trust you after the photo match shit anymore.
It's not made up. It's real.
Oh. Is it a sea shanty? What is that?
No, it's a bar. Roll out the barrel. A barrel of beer. Wine. Cake.
Okay.
Yeah. This is for big burly men in their St. Bernards.
Roll out the barrel.
They wear barrels around their necks.
So when you get lost in the snow, you'd always have a bottle of bourbon in there, and you could...
Do you read the ingredients in here? What? Am I drunk? Good God. Shoot, I was just going to say the funniest thing about what she just said.
What? Oh, yeah, in Wisconsin, it's a law. Your dog has to wear a barrel around his neck.
In Wisconsin?
Uh-huh.
It's a law. Is that with the cheese?
Yeah. You don't put cheese in it, though. You put beer in it. Yeah. You strap the cheese to his back.
Yeah.
To his mouth.
Yeah. So you're never without cheese or beer.
This is okay. Exactly why. Listen. I got confused with the photo, Matt.
Wow. You're so goddamn serious. Oh, that's okay. So I'm sitting in this meeting. I got a little bit of coloring in, but I wasn't able to do too much. And then I thought of something funny. Oh, I said, oh, I know what it is. I said, all these guys around here, oh, they started talking about, hey, did I see that you went down to Florida and took a golf trip? Oh. And as soon as they start that, I'm like, I got my phone out. And I meant to text all of you guys, and I said, ugh, here come the golf outing country club Florida stories. All these guys are nice, but it's just so far out of my wheelhouse. Well, actually, they might also have a podcast where they talk about flying photo mats, but I doubt it. And I sent it to Caitlin. By accident. So leave this in case she hears it. And I go, whoops, that was for my friends. And I didn't say you guys, I just said friends. And I said, I'm in a boring meeting. She goes, I was about to say, I don't think that was for me. And I said, I'm just measuring my immaturity against these guys all gabbing about boring business numbers. And she goes, but what's a photo mat? So I said, I spared her the picture or your story.
Thank you.
And I said, little buildings that used to be in parking lots where you could develop your film. She goes, I don't think that would make for a very good podcast. And I said, no, it made for a great podcast, at least to us. And she goes, oh, gotcha.
Damn.
So I thought that was funny.
She would think it's great, too, if she knew the story.
Yes, oh,
yes, I know. Yeah. So if she listens to this, she'll have to ask one of us to tell it.
Yes. Or she can listen to the podcast.
Oh, I got to tell you about that. Or, yeah, listen to the podcast. Yes. Yeah. Which one was that on? I don't know, but I listened to it today. I know that.
We're on 15. They're all stuck together.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you my story about this little pig here. So last night I was doing go backs at Shady Pines, and this just was in the cart. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then I saw another one in a box, and they're like, stretch it. And I was like, ooh, like, this is really cool. I go, I don't know how much they are. I go, that's what it does. And then,
that's what it does.
Sit on the box or something. Huh?
What does it do again?
Twist. Stretches. Stretch them like this. Anyway, but here's the point is. The point is, I never found where it went with the go backs, but then after I got home, Sam goes, here's your pig. And I said, Sam, that was a damage. You're not allowed to take it. He goes, they would have just thrown it away and you really liked it. And I said, oh,
that's so sweet. So you got bacon? You got a sausage patty?
It's like a fidget toy. And his little really feet, cool. They have little holes, so like
that.
does not have a tail, though.
Well, that's too bad, though. That would have been really...
When she pulled it, I thought it was going to snap back.
Junie, that was the funniest
thing. I didn't mean it to be. I was trying to tell a story that I feel guilty about because my son stole a pig.
No, sorry.
So good.
But he did not have a box. I do know we sell them somewhere. Yeah. But
okay.
My God.
Are they all pink or do they come in other colors?
I only saw one. Black and white would be cute, wouldn't it?
I know. Yeah.
Look, if I went like this. Now I was telling you. Listen up.
Slap someone with it.
Backhand.
It's not that loose. Well, it might be. Hold on. It looks like that girl in her brush on that meme. Oh, yes. Do you know which one I hate? Yes. Do you?
No. There's this little girl and she's got her brush. And she just...
What the fuck?
I don't care.
I only know
like 50 people and only three of them are ever going to look at that. And it's
I love that we're
one of us won't.
That was so fucking funny. She just went, and this. It just stayed extended.
Courtney, it's this one.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Fell out of your chair.
I felt a piss.
Oh, I...
Shirley's not making any strange noises tonight.
Oh, her stomach. I forgot about that.
I was sitting at home last night and my stomach was just like loud as it's ever been. Kevin was sitting next to me. I'm like, I wonder if he can hear this. He kind of leans up. He's like, because our seats recline and the one in the middle doesn't. He leans up. He's like, you okay over there? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Speaking of people making weird noises, you've had a husband, so I'll ask the three of you. Does your husband, like, when he talks, continuously burps? Like, is that a husband thing?
No.
I don't know what it is with mine, but like,
is he gasping air too much
when he
talks?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's always like, and I was... And I all the time I'm like, babe, breathe.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't drink pop, so it's not like carbonation or anything. I don't know what it is, but.
My mother-in-law cannot hiccup.
I mean, she can't hiccup.
Yeah.
Like, she's never gotten the hiccups.
Yeah.
I wish I never.
I hate the hiccups.
I don't get them very much.
Oh, I
usually get them all the time.
I always feel like I'm going to vomit, and I hate that.
And she can't burp. She can drink like carbonated stuff, but she can't burp.
Where does it go?
I don't know.
There are people that can make themselves burp.
Oh my gosh. Without drinking. Just swallowing air.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Can swallow
Haley
air.
Can.
Every male can. Oh, Haley can. Oh, yeah. Okay, I was going to say, I thought it was every male. Because I wished I could do it, and my cousins did it. I couldn't do it. I wanted to be just as gross.
Yes. It's something my husband has prided himself in teaching all of his kids. Yeah, they can all do it.
Huh.
Nice.
It is a man thing, I will say.
Yeah.
Burping, farting, all that.
Spitting.
And people that blow their nose, like, without a tissue.
Ooh.
Have you seen that?
No, I don't
like
see
hold one nostril.
Oh, and just let it go out. Oh, yeah. That's usually a man also.
Yeah, that's a man thing.
Oh, but Kevin.
Well, my aunt, we were at the Columbus Blue Jackets game, and we were standing in line to go inside, and this guy behind her literally spit on her back. And she turned around so quick, I literally thought she was going to beat him up.
Oh!
Yeah, spit right on her back.
I would die.
Did he do it on purpose?
We don't know.
Oh, no. I'd have flipped out.
A kid spit on me once at the skating rink, and I was only in third grade, and I still can't forget it. I was traumatized.
Yeah, that kind of stuff grosses me out.
I agree.
Well, we've kind of been over this stuff before, but last week when it was St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. I meant to look up some St. Patrick's Day stuff, and I never got around to it, but I did find something funny in the meantime.
Okay.
And this is just another one of those words that you'll hear in the Midwest. So I thought a couple of these we had not done before. G's, I don't remember if we had that on our list before. J-E-E-Z, G's.
I do G's a lot.
I say G's
I do
quite
too,
a bit.
Yeah. A lot.
G's Louise.
G's Louise.
Yeah.
Brewski, to me, that sounds like a frat boy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this one I was surprised. I was thought I was the biggest nerd that said tennis shoes. Does anyone say tennis shoes?
I call them tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Like the racket game. Tennis? Oh, no. Do you call your, like, I would call my shoes right now tennis shoes. What do you call them?
Tennis shoes.
Okay, then.
That's
she
what
she just say she didn't know what
yeah.
that was.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that what
okay.
you call them?
Okay, I or thought sneakers? Maybe I moved from Earth 2 to Earth 3. Okay.
Yeah. Confused because I thought you were because I don't say tennis shoes, I say tennis shoes.
Oh no, because you're just oh, so you're rounding it together, but it's, it is thought, tennis. Yeah. Now you just learned. Now things. You just learned it's did tennis you, shoes.
Yes, that's. Did you think it was tenna? And that's why you said it that way.
I've just always said tennis shoes.
Are you gonna ask her what a tenna is?
No, never mind.
Okay. No, but if you say it fast enough,
yeah, tennis shoes.
It sounds like tennis shoes.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's what I'm
but
asking.
It's actually tennis shoe. Yeah.
But no, I don't call them sneakers.
Well, yeah.
Unless
well,
I'm wearing Converse.
This ain't the Queen's English. Yeah, no yeah, one's walking around sneakers. Tennis shoes.
And tennis shoes.
I mean, because, yeah, with the S and then the sh, so tennis
so
shoes.
So you do or you don't? It just says...
Oh, I say tennis shoes.
Yes. I say tennis shoes.
Running shoes or gym yes. shoes.
Oh, no. I never said running shoes.
And then British like to call them trainers.
Trainers, yes.
Oh, you know, this is funny because Tina and I were talking about doing something like this, and she was giving me phrases from Wales and what they call things, and that was one of the things.
Trainers. I yeah, actually trainers. Watched a video, the difference yes. between American, the things we say in America, the yeah. things they say in the UK, and the things they say in Australia.
Yeah.
Because we all have different, like, we call them swimming trunks or bathing suits. They call them swimmers.
Oh, yes.
The Australians had a really weird name for them. But, like, they're all those different kinds of things yeah. that we yeah. all call different.
All of a sudden, stuff. I just have this vision of countries. Is that goddamn global? As he's talking, I'm like, what was I thinking about Australia? This, it's like Winona Ryder, whoever. I thought, what does it mean? Oh, it's that goddamn world globe.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I just sent my Reese, my son, I sent him a thank you. I said, I've got the whole podcast doing this. I said, and we really like it.
One of these days, I'm going to get close. Go.
My first guess was Finland. And I got dark red right away.
Oh.
So all my other guesses were countries that were around Finland.
But I just put country after country after country till I got hungry. I was like, what the fuck is near Poland?
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yes.
And wait, the last one?
Was it Hungary today?
No, the one today was Lithuania, wasn't it?
No. Maybe mine was different.
Was it Latvia?
Mine was Czechia.
I played at work. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. It was
Czechia.
It was
because it's right next to Slovakia.
It was Slovakia.
Oh, it was Slovakia.
Yeah.
I guess Czechia,
oh, you guys,
and then it was
man,
Slovakia.
We are stupid. Okay. Did you play it today?
Yeah,
you did really good. I was like, Cheryl does not
I got
know
it
that
like
country.
Nine.
Well, that's what I said.
Just kidding.
No, that's what I said. I got lucky with my first guess because it was already dark red.
Yeah, I was going to say
so
Finland is pretty close.
Right area,
oh,
so,
yeah.
So I didn't have to skip to another part
but
of
but I didn't know Slovakia was a country. I thought it was Yugoslavia or Czechoslovakia.
Jenny, Yugoslavia hasn't been a country for like 3 decades.
30 years?
Maybe not 30, but at least 20.
Well, guess what? I learned it in grade school. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
And what about Czechoslovakia?
Nope, doesn't exist. It's Czechia and Slovakia.
Now, that makes sense to me, but I thought that the other...
Yeah, no, Yugoslavia is now like 8 countries. Anywho.
Just because you don't want to remember the good old Yugoslavia. Didn't the Yugo come from that country?
Yes.
Remember the car, the Yugo?
The Yugo? Yeah. It was this little boxy... Oh, it was an ass. Oh, I'll have to show you.
It was like a... I swear to God, it was a box car that you could walk over to where you wanted to be.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, we already said pop while Marshall looks that up. Do you like to call it the expressway, the interstate, or the highway?
Highway.
Freeway.
Oh, wow.
Freeway.
See, I find myself saying freeway and highway interchangeably, but like the freeway would be like 71 and a highway would be like 62, right? Or not 60, 161.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the difference, right? Because like...
I guess it's the difference what you know locally, like whatever people say.
Sure.
I think they all call them different things.
And the interstate. I thought that was like toll roads.
No, the interstate is...
Oh, well,
turnpike.
No, the turnpike is the
that's
toll
what I'm
road.
Thinking
I thought it was
of.
The outer
turnpike
belt.
Is what I meant
oh,
to say.
God. Oh, God, Jim's parents, though, they fear a turnpike like nobody's business.
Oh,
that and paid
it.
Parking. Oh, yeah. It is their mission to find their way without paying a fee at the toll bridge, and it's their mission to pay to park for free wherever they go, even if they have to walk
Kevin,
10 blocks.
It's a 12-hour drive to North Carolina, the Outer Banks. Every year we go, and every time he's driving, he's like, I don't want to take toll roads. I'm like, I don't care what you want to take. The 1 year I allowed him to drive, we were on some dirt back road in West Virginia. Oh, I'm like, God. Oh, great. So now I can die. Like, this is not. Take a toll road.
Yeah. Do you hear banjos?
The hills of ice.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Horrible. I'm like, just take the toll roads. Yeah, they cost money, but like, who cares?
Yeah.
That's funny, though. Turnpike is what I meant to say. Interstate would be like a road that goes between states.
Right, right. It would be.
Or would it be, or would that I be thought that interstate?
Was, I thought that was the Outer Belt.
I thought that's 270.
An Outer Belt goes around a city. I think goes around a system.
Right.
Yeah.
Like 270 is not really a circle, but I mean, it goes in like a circular form. Mm-hmm. Because interstate, I don't know. That's an interesting conversation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 161 is state route 161. So it's a state route. And I think 62 is. And
see, I know. I-270 interstate. That is true. I never even think of the I's and the state routes. Right. I always just say the numbers.
I'm pretty sure the maps. Evens go east and west.
Yes, I knew that.
And odds go north and south.
Because there was one time I was driving home in the dark and I was trying to rush home because I was seeing a boy. I wasn't supposed to be seeing him. And I was trying to get home before my mom got up and I got lost. Oh. And I remembered. I was like, oh yeah, these roads go east to west. These roads go north and south. So I knew where I could find like a town where I was that I knew where I was. And I was like, okay, so I need to go west.
Yes.
And like, oh, it's crazy.
Yes.
When you are going to use the vacuum, do you say you're going to sweep or vacuum, or do you even call it vacuum? Vacuum or sweeper?
I say sweep.
I say sweeper.
Sweeper. But I mean,
it's this device.
Yeah, I know what it is.
You're not talking to me.
Huh?
You're not talking to me.
Oh, she could be talking to me and I could be talking to her about vacuuming and the lack of.
Now, with that. When you say sweep, do you get confused when people mean like with the, because you don't say brooming, that's also sweeping.
I'm pretty sure I call it vacuum.
Really? Okay.
I say sweep. Yeah, I know.
Run the vacuum.
I would say run the sweeper probably.
Yeah. Run the sweeper. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I grew up
It hearing. Wouldn't be unheard of to say vacuum.
Oh,
but
no, of course not.
I think it depends on like when I use it in a sentence, because like if I was, I would say vacuuming, like I'm going to go vacuum, but sometimes
maybe they're
I
getting to be
sweep,
a little more interchangeable now.
Yeah.
This one I thought was interesting. So do you use the term water fountain? If you want to drink water in the hallway at school.
Water fountain.
Right? Water fountain?
Yeah.
Water fountain. Well, it says here that in Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest, a lot of people use the term bubbler, and I've never heard someone say that. Have you?
No. Bubbler?
Guess it's really popular in Wisconsin especially.
Huh. That's strange.
It's because they do a lot of drinking in Wisconsin.
I don't know.
Must be.
Yeah.
Me and Courtney say that all the time, or does everyone realize they say it?
Every time I catch myself, I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yes.
And this I've never used. Ish, I-S-C-H. It means gross or ew.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I-S-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
That's like German spelling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like ISH.
It's Minnesotans especially use it. It's derived from German, though it bears no relation to the German usage.
Ish. No, I've never heard it used that way.
Oofta.
Oofta.
Is it oofta or ufta?
Oofta.
Oofta. Astonishment, like, exhaustion, relief, dismay. Like you sit down and go, oofta. Right?
Yeah.
Or is that oofa?
No, well, it's like oof. You know, just like something happened.
Oh, yeah.
It was like oof.
What
oofta.
In the fuck are you just talking about? Oofta?
It's
oofta.
A useful interjection for any and all situations, according to this person. A marriage, a relationship, and... Oh, he's a sexual coach. Oh, forget that.
Anyways, coach?
Oofta. I got so schnookered at the bar last night.
I've heard it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of oofa.
Schnookered.
Oofa. It's almost
I've
like...
I've heard of oof.
Like, what I always thought was like someone got punched in the stomach, like, oofa. Like, you shouldn't have said that.
I got two words my grandma used to say all the time. Davenport.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Davenport.
Davenport.
Do you know what the Davenport is?
No, I've never heard of that.
It's the couch.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
And pass the butter? No, pass the oleo.
Oleo.
Well, that's butter or margarine. It's margarine, right?
Yeah.
I know one thing. It's in a lot of crossword puzzles.
Oleo. How do you spell it?
O-L-E-O.
O-L-E-O. Never heard that before. No.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say chifferobe. I've heard that word before.
Oh,
I don't know what the hell it is, but.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Too.
It's like a wardrobe, isn't it? I think you open the doors and you have a bar to hang your clothes, and then it has drawers underneath.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Makes sense.
I always thought that was called a wardrobe.
But I did know Davenport. I've heard of that. I've never heard of Oleo, though.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Let me see if Courtney knows this. This is a super specific term for a super specific part of the Midwest and a super specific kind of gal. Trixie. Have you ever called a girl a Trixie? No?
No.
There is a drag queen named Trixie.
Mattel.
Mattel. Because her stepdad used to call him a Trixie, and because he was a little gay boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This just says,
what does it mean?
A freshly graduated sorority sister from a Big Ten university who plants herself at the Chicago North Side locales to date her male equivalent, which would be a Chad. A Chad and a Trixie. Chad. They drive VW Jettas and avoid spilling her PSL all over her Ann Taylor blouse. What's PSL?
I don't know.
Spice latte?
I was about to say.
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah, oh, it is. Okay.
I don't drink it, but I know it's PSL season.
I've never even seen that. I was thinking Pabst Blue Ribbon. Ooh, now that doesn't fit. As I look back, aren't they in a bar? No, they're not in a bar.
Ann Taylor, that's so funny.
Ann Taylor. Anything else? Oh, Padiddle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
So I do not know this one.
What would you say Padiddle is?
When you're driving down the road and then one car's got one headlight and you hit the...
Padiddle!
No, I missed this game. Did you know it?
I've heard of it, but we do slug bugs.
I play slug bugs.
Slug bugs, sure, but bugs. No, Padiddle, you hit the top.
No, I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to text my brother and tell him that we got cheated in our childhood.
Yeah.
We would play... We call it slug bug. What does Jim call it? It's a different one. Oh my God. It's got the word buggy in it.
Punch buggy.
Punch buggy, yes.
We went back and forth between the two.
And then someone else, I knew one other one, but what was the other game? Oh, floor. We would say... So funny. Foreign license plate, no nicks. So what it meant was this. So my grandpa taught us this. You know, this is my grandpa who grew up during the Great Depression. Yes. So people had to invent their own games. Sure. I guess if you say no nicks, that meant you weren't allowed to hit somebody back or something. And so, like, if you saw a foreign license plate, meaning out of state, you would yell foreign license plate, no nicks, meaning if you forgot to say it at the end, they could hit you. Almost like Uno. If you don't say Uno, you have to draw an extra card. Something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And we grew up playing that game, my brother and I, and I never really understood until I finally asked my grandpa, and I'm like, what does no nicks mean? Do you know, like, you just say stuff and you don't even know what it means.
Yeah,
like,
totally,
half the time, like, how did this game originate? What the hell?
The game itself was finding people without a license plate or different license plates?
Oh, different.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're driving, around, even if you're driving around Ohio, but, like, when we drive to North Carolina, every time we see, like, Texas or, like, California, like, what the hell are these people doing all the way out here? I have to remember that.
Yeah. And actually, now I'm remembering, thanks to my space brain, the most important part of the game is that you hit the person. So you hit, and the no nicks means you're not allowed to hit me back. Now it makes more sense.
Okay.
But
Well, the first time I heard of Padiddle, I was writing for my friends, and she did that, and I was like, what did you just do? And that's when she explained it to me.
Padiddle seems hard. There's not that many people without a head.
You will not believe it.
Really?
She was so
quick. You pay attention to me.
Okay.
You're diddling all over the glass. You're going to have bruises on your knuckles.
Yes. I've hit my sunroof. Damn
it. Well, I asked her, I was like, how do you, like, do it so fast? And, like, she was driving, and she's like, it's because I'm driving. So I'm constantly, like...
Yeah,
right. So you touch your own roof, and then what happens to the other person?
Nothing.
I like my games. You hit people.
I mean, yeah, of course. That's better. Slug bug is fun. Now, question for you guys. You probably don't, because you're younger. But my mom, the song Funky Town, when you're in the car... I will never forget this, because the song came on and she cranked that radio up. Mm-hmm. And when it gets to that part, like, dude, and she started doing this on the ceiling. Is that a thing? Have you ever done that? She said her and her friends used to do it back in school. They called themselves the Hellcats.
No, I don't remember
and
that.
She started doing this, and I'm like, bitch, I'm driving. What is going on?
She was like a cat.
I guess.
Yeah.
And she was just doing this, and I was like, okay.
Her and her friends must have made that up. Yeah.
But all right.
Do you guys remember the, not my fingers in a Z formation, hip rotation, elbow wrist, wrist, girl, you just got this.
Not even close.
No. We used to do that so much in middle school.
What did she say last? Not the exact same at all.
The visual was what was missed. It was literally like, you know, this, and pink and nothing, or white.
With your piggy.
I am. Do you have some questions for us?
I sure do. Some of these I just thought of off the top of my head. I've seen posts on Facebook like this, like, out of all these things, what have you done, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So have you ever been skydiving?
No. My brother went on vacation last year, and he was like, it was so exhilarating. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, God, no.
I'd rather be dead.
Yeah. Like, I'd have a heart attack.
Literally, though.
Be the one to pass out.
Oh, like, God.
Falling with my knees trying to land.
Yeah. Well, but the first time you go, you're with somebody, and they actually do all of that.
No. Horrifying. Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
I have 10.
10?
10.
Awesome.
I have none yet.
One.
Seven.
One.
Oh, I have nine. I'm sorry.
I have one.
One.
I have five.
Well, wait.
I want more. But
you have a tattoo?
It's on a wrist.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I always forget about my own tattoos.
Oh, I do too.
I literally go to look in the mirror and I'm like, what the fuck is... Oh, that's right.
I get in the shower and I think I've got a watch on because I'm like...
Every
time. How many do you have?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want more.
Oh, I want to just...
I just can't decide what I want next, and I don't want to be one of those kind of people that just has a random tattoo.
Me either. You're saying exactly what I would say.
That would have to have meaning.
Yeah.
I wanted to start a sleeve, but sleeves are hard because, like, you get them, like, random places, so you have to, like, it takes a while to fill it, obviously, so at first it looks weird sometimes.
Right.
But...
And a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
The one on my back isn't done, and I've already spent $1,500.
Wow.
I know.
I need to interrupt here for a second because there are two meanings to the word pygmy, and I don't want to be offensive to anybody. One is an adjective. It's used in names of animals and plants that are much smaller than the typical kind. So like, there's a pygmy hippo and pygmy. This is pygmy what I was thinking goats. Of with looking at this.
Yeah.
And also, but pygmies are also certain peoples of very short stature in Africa and Asia. So I didn't want anyone to think I was making fun of, you know, using a derogatory term for a short person.
Yeah.
So,
thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Very nice.
Okay. Have you ever been skinny dipping?
Yes.
No.
No.
I
would feel so uncomfortable.
Why did you say it like that?
I know.
Even if it was just you and Kevin somewhere?
I don't know if I could. Not in public. Maybe if it was like a private pool. Like if it was like in our house, like, and it had like a cover on it, maybe. But like at like a nude beach.
Oh, no.
Never could I go to a nude beach.
God, no, I wouldn't either.
I was in Jamaica with my ex-husband, and we were walking down the beach, and there was this big, like, tree trunk. And so it was right at the edge of the water, so you could go in the water on one side and go up the beach on the other side. Right on the other side of this fucking stump is this dude laying buck naked. And it was like, oh, my God.
Dick or ass up.
Yeah, dick up. Yeah. I'm just like, okay.
Was he pitching a tent?
I was going to say, was there a flag?
Yeah. Not. And it was like, geez, you warn a person here, dude. You know, don't let
this dick out.
I put out dick out ahead.
Wild dick.
Dick crossing, where dick exing.
Where he has those little dicks and the balls are like feet.
Yeah. Who does that?
It's on the show Big Mouth.
Oh.
They've got
Murray?
Maury. Yes. Anywho, next one.
Have you ever been snow skiing?
No.
I don't think I have the coordination for skiing.
It's very hard.
I can imagine.
I went once in high school.
Yeah.
I can do sledding.
Yeah.
And even that's not that great.
I'd kill myself now.
Speaking of sledding, when you guys were kids, like, it's maybe more for you because I know you grew up with not as much money. We always used, like, pizza boxes or, like never had actual sleds. Like,
yeah.
Because they were so expensive.
Yes.
So we would just take random shit and just go down the hill on it.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Stuff like that?
Yeah. We had, like, it was kind of like a sled. It was metal. And Dad made it into a sled for us.
Oh,
it was a piece of
metal. Some of those, like, are they toboggans? Is that those big sleds with the, like, the metal?
Yeah.
Like,
and those are dangerous. They are heavy. And
sharp.
My cousins had one.
Yeah, Jim said he used one quite a bit as a kid, especially if he was at a grandparent's house, because that's what they would have. But my grandfather was a plumber, and he always had hot water tank boxes. Uh-huh. And those are, like, pretty much as tall as a door.
Sure.
Yeah. So we always had those. Yes, we have sled on them, but they made really good hideouts and houses and all kinds of things like that. Yes, those are really good. So we would do that with those.
Yeah,
definitely
going down hills and on inner tubes, big truck inner tubes.
I've never been on.
You know, that would be so much fun, but I've never been to a big sledding hill like that. I've only ever slid where I could find a hill, whether it be our front yard or I've never driven over to Blendon Woods and gone trekked all the way up there to go down.
There was one behind the middle school in the town that I grew up in. I mean, this bitch was like long, and it ended in a creek, though.
Oh.
My brother one time chased the big one, right into the water.
Oh, man. We used to do two places. Granville Golf Course was one of them, and that's when I was in high school, and we stacked people on top of each other, and then as you bounce down the hill,
people
were falling off.
Oh, my God.
But at the end of the hill, there was a water pump, so you had to bail before you got to the water pump. If you were flying, you hit it. Yeah.
At the end of the hill.
At the golf course.
Well, when you just mentioned that real quick, if you don't mind me butting in, Shirley, when you said inner tube, that reminds me, we went to a pool most summers when we stayed with my grandma's while my mom worked, and there would always be when the guards were ready to, open the pool back up, there'd be this big race to see who could get to the two or three inner tubes that are in there.
Yes.
And then you could do that. You could bounce all the way up and down on there. But do you remember it had a valve a foot long that would stick out of it, and everyone would be like, oh my God, I got the valve.
The valve?
On the big inner tube.
Yeah. There was a big.
So you could blow it up. It's
the
really.
Yes, the big black.
The big black inner tube that you could, you could get a lot of people sitting on it and really flying. Okay. That was a lot of fun.
Interesting. Yes.
Marcia, you don't need to answer this because we already know the answer is yes. Have you ever been in a car accident?
I thought you were going to say you've done anal.
Your answer is yes.
I can't believe she didn't say no to me too. Well, I forgot the question.
Car accident. No, it actually was.
I swear he brings it up every fifth episode.
Every fifth episode. It actually was. Have you ever given a blowjob behind the Wendy's?
To answer your question, no.
Wait, but what was it again?
Have you ever been in a car accident?
Oh, God. Yes. I have.
I didn't rear end someone, but it's, I guess, rear endings. Okay, then yes, I have been. But I think of car accidents like serious car accidents.
Oh,
like really
I've never. I fortunately have never been in a serious.
I mean, define serious. I would define totaling a brand new car pretty fucking serious.
Yeah. Well, not flipping it or.
Oh, I've never done that.
And because rear ending someone,
that's a fender bender.
Consider that.
Yeah, that's not serious. But.
Yeah. Mine was serious. I totaled my mom's car.
Hmm?
Wow.
I wasn't hurt really, but I did have whiplash.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I guess the one time I flew off the road into a cornfield, I guess that would be pretty serious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to drive again after a real bad car accident.
You don't think you're going to be able to, and then it happens, and you're
you have to.
You just, deal with the trauma.
I never, just fender benders were all mine.
Sure.
I've never really.
Jenny?
Deer. Other than that.
No, nothing bad. Mm-hmm. Nope. Lucky.
Have you ever been in an ocean?
I have.
We discussed this, two episodes ago?
Have you ever been in
the
ocean?
Because I said I went all the way in, and you guys were like, oh my God!
Yeah, because she wasn't touching the ground. No.
We were talking about which water. Do you prefer the ocean or the pool?
Definitely a pool. But I've been in the ocean. I'm just not a fan.
Please excuse me for repeating.
I'm glad I was watching, but that was pure evil. Yeah. I'm glad it was directed at you.
Fucking lasers.
Too easy. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Almost.
Oh, you're blackout?
When I got blackout, that was the closest I've ever come to being.
Yes.
You've been arrested?
Yeah, I had a DUI.
Oh.
Really?
21, 22 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were arrested?
3 years ago. Well, yeah, they arrested me.
In your 40s?
Now, remember, I'm going into the criminal law, so I'm going to have to watch you.
The criminal law. That was the best you could come up with. The criminal law.
You know, I'm starting to feel like Shirley over here. Everything I say gets judged.
I apologize sincerely.
Cut all that out.
Really, though?
He don't do dick when we tell him to.
98, I think.
Oh, well. See, when I was younger.
In 98 is when you got it?
I don't know. Were you, like, booked?
Or just put in a police car? I was put in a police car and taken downtown.
Is she on 60 Minutes or something?
Yeah. No, but and then I was in a...
What?
It was just a, you're like really digging deep, man.
Oh, I'm just curious. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was put in a cell.
Where's the light going to start swinging?
Where were you?
On that night. Maybe she wanted to just blow right on by that question.
I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
It doesn't make any difference.
I was going to tell a story about when my mom got put in a cop car. Yeah.
You know? Oh, no. When I got put in the cop car, I don't know if he handcuffed me or not, but I can't remember. It was a long time ago, and I was drunk. But he was speeding down Mount Vernon Road, down 13, and I leaned up and I said, oh, so I see. Cops don't have to do the speed limit.
Oh, God, Marcia. Not taunting the police. You know, my brother once, we were on our way to Red Lobster as a family, and he got pulled over for speeding, and his fiance is black.
Yeah.
And she's in the passenger seat and he's driving and the rest of us are in the back. And the cop comes up and my brother starts being a douche to the guy. He's like, well, you didn't pull anyone else over. And he's like, well, I clocked you. And he's like, everyone else was going the same speed limit I was. I was like, Chase,
you never do that.
And I'm like, your girlfriend's black. Yes. I'm like, please knock it off.
Yes.
Well, and most of the time, if you don't have anything on your like record or anything, like no other speeding tickets or anything, they'll let you go with a warning.
Right. Yeah, he did not.
Because he was being a douche. And I was like, Chase, you're going to get Aaliyah tased. I'm like, please stop it. Horrifying. But the story about my mom getting put in the back of a cop car, we were all really young. And I don't know if she was tired or if she was drinking. I don't know. She ran into the neighbor's porch.
Oh, no.
Their front porch.
Oh, my God.
It got put in the back of a cop car. It was crazy. Oh, man.
Were you guys in the car with her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she was probably tired. I mean, she worked a ton of jobs, so she was probably just sleepy. But yeah, I remember that so distinctly.
Oh, that is so funny.
Next question, dear.
Do you have any cool scars?
I have a birthmark on my ankle, but I don't know about scars.
That was by a dog.
Oh, I didn't see
that. In my tissue and everything was poking out.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever broken a bone?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I've never broken a bone.
No. Yes.
That was
my
one
toe.
Of my questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's
my
okay. Toe. No, it's fine. It ties in. No,
I do have a chicken pox scar.
I meant to say my big toe and I said my toenail.
Ew and ew.
I know.
I've never broken a bone. Mm-mm. But I don't know about scars.
I have a chicken pox scar on my cheek.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Kevin has a scar in his eyebrow from when he ran into the corner of a wall.
Oh.
And his eyebrow hairs kind of covered up, but like if they're like sticking straight up, you can see it.
Yeah, my Kevin's got a Y in his because he's got a scar like running right through his eyebrow.
Really?
And so there's like a Y there.
Interesting.
My aunt has a really bad one on her forehead because she when my grandma got into her car accident, she wasn't wearing a seatbelt and hit her head on the windshield.
Ooh.
So she wears she has bangs and she curls them so you can't see it. Yeah. But it's pretty bad.
My mom does that too. Curls them up.
Yeah.
They're just these puffy fucking bangs. Yep.
I used to do that. God, I'm so glad I don't do that anymore.
My mom pulls it off, but...
I used to have a scar on my leg. It was like right here.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought she was going to pull her pants up.
No, I can't see it anymore. But
because of all the hair.
That's beside the point, Marcia. That has nothing to do with it. Even when it's
freshly shaven?
Yes, you can't see it anymore. Anyway, I was in high school, and a kid that I knew in high school came over to my neighborhood, and he had it was a motorcycle, but it wasn't a motorcycle. It was
A moped?
Kind of between a moped and a motorcycle, a little bit bigger than a moped.
Okay.
And he was going to take me for a ride, unbeknownst to my parents.
Oh, God.
And when I was getting on, my leg hit the exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
And burned my leg.
Oh.
And it was like a circular burn. And I remember I had to go to the doctor and had to get cream on it and stuff. It was a huge blister. Brother.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, that scar was there for a long time, but you can't see it anymore.
I used to have one on my arm from when I was cooking something in the oven, and I burned it, and it just, all that, it bubbles up, and I don't understand that.
Some on my wrist from the wood burner at home.
Sure.
Because I'll put wood in.
I have a lot from kid years, but no exciting story to tell behind
it. Yeah, there's not. I have no exciting story.
Have you ever been to a foreign country?
No, yes. There are so many I want to go. Oh, yeah, Jenny went to Germany.
And yes. Canada.
Oh, you've been to Canada?
Oh, yeah.
I've been to Canada, Mexico, Bahamas.
I want to go to Mexico.
I've been to Jamaica.
Oh, really? I want to travel so badly. But that's why, I really want to do a cruise. Because, you can, get off the boat at, different places.
Yes.
And get shit-faced.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time.
Make sure you stay away from the edges of the boat. The railing.
Yeah, my boss, who did not think she wanted to go on a cruise, came back from the one that they went on with some of their friends. And now they think cruising is wonderful. Mm-hmm. They just really enjoyed themselves. But they did say that they had to remind themselves that the boat was only half full. So they were getting the full attention of the staff. So it might not be as perfect the next time, but they, a few of them were just really against it and ended up really liking it. So I guess it depends on how much you want to be taken care of and how much you want to be off doing stuff. Do you like driving in another country? Do you want to hike? Do you want to, such. You have to, but sometimes it's nice to just be pampered completely. I mean, they literally float you around.
Right. Yes.
I mean, that's great.
Serve you food.
I know. I think it would be fantastic.
My mom and dad used to go on them a lot.
We should really do that all together.
Cruise would be fun.
A big cruise for all of us to go with.
Oh, yeah. They're not expensive.
Oh, no, they're really not.
I mean,
anyone else catch that?
I was going to say spouses, but then I was like, wait a minute.
Who could you bring?
Shirley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say her vibrator. I guess that's a sweeter answer.
Wait, is that what you said when you said, oh, I'm sorry, but then you guys decided you'd go together?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's just when you asked me, I figured.
Yeah, she would. She'd go with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning into episode 15 of the Golden Girls podcast. Remember to subscribe, and download the episode, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and this time YouTube. Sorry about last week that I wasn't able to get the video to work. Something was going on with my computer.
Oh, I'll do a shout out to my sister-in-law, Kara.
Okay.
She's got a couple to catch up, but I know that as soon as she hears the one she missed, she'll just race to the next one and the next one.
There you go.
Wicked. So,
hi, Kara.
Hello, Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Welcome.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.